Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The news at One Bills Drive on Monday was lengthy in terms of roster moves and depth chart changes, but the headline was who would start at quarterback this coming Sunday against the Bengals, knowing E.J. Manuel is out for the foreseeable future with a knee injury. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the call that Doug Marrone made at quarterback caught some by surprise.
Yes, it did. The Bills elevating the practice squad quarterback Thad Lewis to the position of starter for this Sunday against Cincinnati. It'll be his second career NFL start. Head coach Doug Marrone says after the team worked out two outside quarterback candidates over the weekend, they felt like Lewis was their best choice.
We went out and we had conversations with some quarterbacks. We wound up bringing in two quarterbacks for a workout. I think that was well documented. You know, we brought in Pat White, and we brought in Dixon. Okay, so we brought them in for a workout. At the end of the day, we worked them out, and we thought after working them out, which was the best available to us at the time, we thought it was best for us to move on and play with Thaddeus.
For Lewis, the promotion is anything but foreign. While with Cleveland last year on their practice squad, he was promoted to the starting role in the season finale when the Browns had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, throwing for 204 yards with a touchdown and interception while completing 68% of his passes.
I'm just confident, no anxiety. It's football. You know, something I've been doing since I was 5 years old. And a lot of people don't understand it's not my ability that while I was on practice squad, it's just certain situations. So as long as you're confident in your ability, you can go out there and do the things that you know how to do.
He's got a great opportunity this week. Show what he's got. I like that a lot as a quarterback. I think he can do some good things for us. He's mobile, great arm, good football awareness. Has started a game before in this league, so won't be completely foreign to him. And a guy I think who can step in and run our offense immediately without having to change anything or doctor a quarterback to be able to try and go this week. I think, you know, we'll just hit the ground running.
The Bills also made a change at left guard as once again the competition is open between Doug Legursky and Colin Brown for the starting left guard spot. Head coach Doug Marrone provided details on how things will work out in practice and in the game.
We do need to improve our play there. Doug has come back, from an injury. I've said that before. He's back. That's going to be an open competition. Both those players will play, left guard, this week versus Cincinnati. So that's where we are with that. How we're going to do it, we still haven't, finalized that plan, quarters, series, whatever it may be. That we're going to work out during the week with the players and what's the best situation for all of us.
I'm a versatile type player. I can go in multiple positions if need be. But, if I do get some reps, on game day, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to, finally hit a different color jersey after a while, I'm excited to go in there and get the run game going and get our passing game going.
One area where things are improving is in the Bills secondary. Jarris Bird is expected to be back in the lineup this Sunday against the Bengals. And Stephon Gilmore is expected to be back on the practice field this week. He's scheduled to get the pins removed from his surgically repaired wrist on Tuesday.
I'm real eager. I just want to do what I can to get back on the field to help this team produce wins. So whatever I can do to help the team win, I'm down for it.
Another couple of roster moves involve special teams as the Bills place rookie kicker Dustin Hopkins on injured reserve. Head coach Doug Marrone says that Hopkins' groin injury never healed enough, so they chose to shut him down for the rest of the season. And that leaves Dan Carpenter to handle the kicking duties the rest of the way. And the Bills signed longtime veteran punter Brian Moorman back to the roster after a one-year absence, a move that he says he never really anticipated.
I stopped trying to figure this business out a long time ago, but it's one of those things you never know. You just keep on top of your game, stay in shape, and you never know who might call. And I couldn't have been happier whenever the phone rang.
Still one last roster move on Monday as the Bills claimed guard Antoine McClain off waivers from Oakland to make room for him on the roster. They released offensive lineman Sam Young. Murph, a lot of moving and shaking here on Monday to the roster, some by necessity, but some in an effort to improve performance.
It almost kind of felt like a bye week, like they're coming up a bye week with the weekend off for this team. They've got 5 games done, 11 games to go. The injuries making some of these changes essential, but make no mistake about it, they're also tweaking the roster a little bit, tweaking the left guard position, switching out the backups on the offensive line, moving forward with Dan Carpenter as the kicker, and most essentially, Chris, trying to figure a way to get E.J. Manuel back in as soon as they can, healthy, to play the quarterback spot.
And also looking to improve some precision and directional punting at the punting position with the veteran Brian Moorman. Well, the Bills are back to their regular schedule now with the Thursday night game in the rearview mirror. They return to the practice field on Wednesday after a day off on Tuesday. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.